Okay. So, the Gemara, top of Kuf Amud Aleph, we were in the middle of asking Akasha. The Mishnah said that Erev Pesach, Samach L'Micha, you're not allowed to eat until it comes night, in order that you should be able to eat the matzah l'tayala. So Mura wanted to know what's the chiddush of Erev Pesach. Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov is the same halacha. Because the Gemara brought our machalik is according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, Samach L'Micha, a person can't eat in order that he should eat the Shabbos Sudo, the Yom Tov Sudo, Kishu Taiva. Rabbi Yezi disagreed. Rabbi Yezi said, that no, he may eat until the night. So the Gemara gave two truths. And Rav Huna answered that our Mishnah is Rav Yosi. That Rav Yosi doesn't hold of the halacha by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, but nonetheless he does hold of the halacha by Erev Pesach. And then the Gemara wanted to give a second teretz. The Papa wanted to say that even according to Rav Yehuda there's a difference, because by a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yom Tov, it's only Mincha Mamish, which is 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30. Masha Enkin Erev Pesach is already Samuch LeMincha, which is at the end of the 9th hour, the beginning of the 10th hour, 3 o'clock. So the Gemara had a problem with the second Teretz, because we have a Brisa that says Beferish that even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov starts at the end of the 9th hour. So Gemara first wanted to say it's Mishabeshto. The Gemara says you can't say it's Mishabeshto because Pinchas, Breder of Ami, accepted such a thing. So we went back to the first Teretz that our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yosi, that even though by the regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov he disagrees, and he holds that you could eat a whole afternoon, by Erev Pesach he agrees that Samach L'Micha, you're not allowed to eat. So on that the Gemara continues, the fourth line, Ul Rav Huna Minicha, is it, according to Rav Huna who said that our Mishnah is Rav Yosi, is it any better? Then the Mishnah makes sense that it's coming to say that Erev Pesach is also in spite of the fact that a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov is Mutter. I have Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Yechanan. Didn't Rav Yirmi say in the name of Rav Yechanan, Vitaim Amar Bavo, Amar Rav Yosi, Bar Rav Chanina? Others say that it was Rav Bavo who said in the name of Rav Yosi, Bar Rav Chanina. Halacha Rav Yehuda Berav Pesach, Halacha Rav Yosi Berav Shabbos. As far as Halacha Lamais is concerned, we paskin like Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach that it's Aser, and we paskin like Rav Yosi on Erev Shabbos that it's Mutter. Meaning he's being Machria, Rav Yosi himself said it across the board, Rav Yehuda himself said it across the board, according to Rav Yehuda it's always Aser, according to Rav Yosi it's always Mutter, but he paskined by a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yom Tov, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosi, that it's Mutter. When it came to Erev Pesach, he passed like Rabbi Yosi, that it's Aser. Like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Aser. But it's Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, Halacha Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. Now, if you say that, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, if you need to pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach, Mechal the Pligi, the Polik Rabbi Yosi, b'Tavayu, it's Masha that Rabbi Yosi argued by both. Because if Rabbi Yosi himself, like we're saying in the Mishnah, agrees by Erev Pesach, you don't have to tell me Halacha Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach, because Lagabe Erev Pesach there's no machlokes. It's not pshat that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. We should say Hakol Maidim by Erev Pesach that it's Aser. From the fact that we say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach, is Mashal that Rabbi Yosi argued even by Erev Pesach. So now we're stuck. We can't say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and we can't say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. So who's the title of our Mishnah? So says the Gemara Loi. That's not that which Rabbi Yochanan was machria halacha kureb Yehuda ber Pesach halacha Rabbi Yosi ber Shabbos. He wasn't referring to if you're allowed to start or not, because legabi ber Pesach there's no machlokes if you're allowed to start. Even Rabbi Yosi agrees, like we're saying in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to start. But rather halacha machlal the pliki, that which we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is mashna that Rabbi Yosi argued, is bahafsaka. Is not legabi starting, but rather legabi if you're mechuyev to stop. A whole different shaila. If you started beheter, you started before on a regular Erev Pesach, you started before 9.5 hours into the day, you started before 3:30. And then you had a nice long suda, and it went from then all the way until Shkia. Are you mechuyif to stop hashkia, or do we say that once you started the suda and you start a bath, you can continue? Right, so it would be negeir on Erev Pesach if you started beheter from 3:30 or from before 3:30, and who had in an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, according to Yehuda, it's negeir that you again started before 3:30, and according to Yosi, even if you started after 3:30, because you still started beheter. So let's say you started beheter at 4 or 5 o'clock, right? So you didn't start your perm suda, for example, until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then your perm suda went a nice long perm suda, and it's already holding by shkia. So, are you mechuyif to stop and now bench and your perm suda now start make it into a Shabbos suda, or can you just continue the suda and then afterwards you worry about the Shabbos, you worry about making kiddush? So halacha mechal de pligi b'avsaka. That which we had a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which means Rabbi Yosi argues, is legabe hafsaka. Legabe being mechuyif to stop. The Tanya, mavsikin l'shabbosois, tiv Rabbi Yehuda. We have to stop for Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning if you started a Suda Friday, even if you started it beheter, meaning you started l'shitasai before 9.5 hours into the day, if the Suda started schlepping out, and it went all the way to the night, you're mechuyif to stop, clear everything away, bench, and then make a kiddush and a new suda the chavit Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ain't mavsikin. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you're not mechuyif to stop. Once you're in the middle of the suda and you started beheter, you can continue the suda and you'll make kiddush afterwards. So legabi that's what we're saying. Legabi a regular erev Shabbos or erev Yomtiv, we pass them like Rabbi Yosi legabi avsaka, like we'll see soon. That if you're in the middle of your suda and you start a beheter, you're not mechuyif to stop. Masha enkein by erev Pesach, then we paskin. Even though Rabbi Yosi himself, you would ask Rabbi Yosi, he holds that once you start a beheter, you're not mechuyif to stop even on erev Pesach. When it comes to erev Pesach, we say that as soon as it hits shkia, then you have to stop your suda and start again the suda the same a suda as Pesach. You can't go continue eating your regular suda and make kiddush afterwards. Umaisa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara brings a story with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. Those three, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Shayu Mesubim Ba'akoi. They were eating together in Akoi, the kiddush alayim ayoyim. And it was, vice versa, it was an Arab Shabbos, and they were eating a long suda, and it became time for Shabbos. And all the Rishonim point out that Al-Kach over here that they started beheter, because one of the three people that ate here over here was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasi holds that you're not allowed to start after, even on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start after Samach L'mecha. So Al-Kach they started from beforehand. And it was a long suit, and it went through until the Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, until it was the time that it became Shabbos. So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel Rav Yosi. So Rav Shimon Gamliel asked Rav Yosi, "B'Rebbe, Gadol Adar, Ritzaincha, Nafsik, do you want to stop Fenechas L'Divrei Yehuda Chavarenu in order that we should be Chayshit for the Shita of Rav Yehuda?" Meaning Rav Yehuda sitting there, and Rav Yehuda L'Shitas he holds that you're Mechuyif to stop. So let's do him a favor. Let's be nice to him, and let us stop. And this way, we'll be Yosi even according to his Shita. So Amar Rav Yosi said back. B'chol yom v'yom, every day atah mechaviv devar and lifnei Rabbi Yehuda, you're mechaviv my words in front of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning even in front of Rabbi Yehuda, you tell Rabbi, you say how we hold like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav, and now atah mechaviv devar Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai, and now you're gonna reverse, you're gonna flip and say that you're gonna one choose the words and make dear to you the words of Rabbi Yehuda even in front of me. Hagam lichbush is amalki imi babayis. You're gonna pasuk in the Megillah. You're gonna conquer the queen while I'm right here in front of in the house in front of you. Meaning, if you always go like me, and now in front of me, in front of my face, you're gonna say that we shouldn't go like me. You're gonna go like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in Cain, if that's the case, Lai Nafsik, then we should be dafka not stop. Shema Yiro Talmidim, because maybe the Talmidim will see us stopping the Yikavu Halacha L'Dairis, and they'll be Kaveya Halacha L'Dairis. It seems from over here, I'm not exactly sure the Metzias, but it seems from over here And Rishonim actually points out that had they just stopped Stamazoi, it wouldn't have been a raya. But now that they had a discussion about it, and Yosi put his foot down and said, no, don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in front of me. So now, if they would stop, it would be evident that they're stopping the shame Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And therefore, now, either Rabbi, we bedafki cannot stop, because if we stop, a takal is going to come out of it, and people are going to think that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and they're going to end up being kaved halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amru, so the Talmidim said, they taka didn't move from that place, until they were kaved the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a b'ris over here that discusses stopping. Now this b'ris we're talking about a regular Shabbos, and that b'ris of Firsa is that be a regular Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not mechuyav to stop. But the b'ris it never discusses Erev Pesach, so we could say that memory that Rabbi Yochanan said before, or Rabbi Avohu said before, that halacha Rabbi Yehuda l'gabi avsaka l'gabi Erev Pesach was talking about avsaka, that even though normally by a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov, once you start a Beheta, you're not mechuyav to stop. However, when it comes to Erev Pesach, even though you start a Beheta, once it hits the night, it's Kiddush Olam Hayom, you're mechuyav to stop. However, the Gemara goes a step further, and the Gemara says, Amar B'yuda, Amar Shmuel. The Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda v'like Rabbi Yosi. We don't do either, not like Rabbi Yehuda, nor like Rabbi Yosi. We don't do like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, stop, clear off the whole table. In those days it meant take away the table even, and bench, and then afterwards restart a new Suda L'Chvayit Shabbos with Kiddush and make a Suda Shabbos. However, on the other hand, you don't do like Rabbi Yosi either, that you just continue on eating, making no mention of Suda Shabbos whatsoever, no Kiddush, nothing, and only afterwards, once you come to the end of your Suda, then you'll make, after you finish your Suda, then you'll make Kiddush for Shabbos. Ella, rather we do
a regular Shabbos here, or we're talking about Erev Pesach right now?
What? Shmuel is talking even on a regular Erev Shabbos that we said before, so that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you don't have to stop. He's saying that no, we don't mamash do like Rabbi Yosi.
Okay.
Ella rather pareis mapa umekadish. Right. So Mistama, everybody did this past Friday. Right. The Purim Shula went all the way into Shabbos, so no one stopped and benched. You didn't just continue Purim Suda, but rather you were Paris Mappa, you covered over the food, and then make Kiddush, and so you never bench, you never stop the first Suda, but the fact that you cover it over and over the food and make Kiddush, so then that makes now from now on it's the Shabbos Suda. Now, the reason to cover over the food over here is a few different reasons given in the Rishonim. Some say it's, even though it's not a real Siluk HaShochan, but it's Mechumah, it's Ke'en Siluk HaShochan, because you're covering up the food, it's Ke'ilu, the food's not there, so it's like being Machmer, like not in God's like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to really actually stop your Suda, but a little, such a convenient thing like that, to cover up the food and make Kiddush, that we do. Or Stamazai, some say you have to be Paris Mappa because the food always has to be covered during Kiddush. Even forget about it if you're in the middle of a Suda. Even if, like we're going to learn on Amud Beis, even like we all know, even when you come home every Friday night and there's challahs on the table, the challahs are covered. So over here as well, the Paris Mappa Makadosh, the reason why your Paris Mappa is not only to show that Ki'ilu, the first Suda is being finished and now we're starting something new, but rather, it's also because every Suda of Shabbos, when it starts with the food being covered over.
But covering on a regular Friday night, that's just the challah. That's not the whole table.
Well, there's no other food. We'll get to that on the base. But it could be that you're not supposed to have any other food on the table on a regular Friday night besides that food, depending why you're covering over the food on Friday Friday night.
I thought the challah was more because you could be Mekadosh on the challah, so you don't want to feel that.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons. There's a few different reasons to cover it over. According to that reason, Enecharami, it's Haka, just the challah. And Enecharami, then according to that, Lachar, you can't say like like those Rishonim who say over here that the reason that Paras Map over here is the same as Paras Map over there, because over here you would have to cover all the food and over there you would. But if assuming that by a regular Shabbos you cover all the food, so then maybe Anachanami, this is, it's the same din, right? So those Rishonim who say it's the same din, maybe they taka Anachanami, hold they have to cover all the food.
If you say it's the same din, then why would he say in halacha Rabbi Yosi? Meaning, he says lay halacha Rabbi Yosi.
Because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, you don't have to stop and make kiddush.
Oh, just ask the kiddush. It's in
right.
Halacha Rabbi Yosi.
Right.
So there's no shita. So it's not Rabbi Yosi. It's not Rabbi Yosi.
Right.
So there's a third shita.
Right. So it's right. So the Rishonim ask this kasha. So how Shmuel is an Amari? He can't argue on Tanaim. So what? Where's he coming from? Right, so that's a machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, and I'm sorry, not Rashi, Rashbam. Rashbam says that that really halacha lemaisa is like Rabbi Yosi, like we said before. That which you make kiddush before is the Shmuel says to make kiddush is just a chomer ba'alma. I mean, even Rabbi Yosi agrees there's no issur to make kiddush. So yeah, you might as well make kiddush l'chumra. You might so that the rest of the kiddush should be before the eating and not only as an afterthought after you finish eating everything. But Taisis says that no, that he brings a brisa in Tesefta that that there's taka third sheet. The Argamar just brought two sheetes, but there's taka third sheet even in the Tanaim who holds that way, and Shmuel's passing like that third sheet. Right, the Gemara Eini, is that so? V'ha'amar Reb Tachlifa Barav Dimi, Amar Shmuel. Reb Tachlifa Barav Dimi said, in the name of Shmuel, K'shem Shemafzik in the Kiddush, the same way that you stop for Kiddush, Kach Mafzik in Havdalah, so too you have to stop for Havdalah. That means the same way that when you're holding Friday afternoon in the middle of the Suda and it comes time for Friday night for Shabbos, it's Kiddush Olam HaYoyim, so you have to stop your Suda and be Mekadesh. So Hu Adin, Matzah Shabbos, you're holding by Shal Shudas, and like any good Shal Shudas, especially in Hasidic world, sleeps into the night.
Don't tell this to Rabbi Tversky.
No. Sleps into the night. So according to this sheet of Shmuel, you got as soon as it hits tzeis, you can't continue eating. As soon as Shabbos is over, you have to make Avdalah. So you got to stop to make Avdalah. So parenthetically, before we go any further, that this is Shmuel's sheet that you have to be ma'asek for Avdalah, but the Gemara is going to get back to this later on and paskin out like Shmuel that legabi Avdalah, you don't have to be ma'asek, and that's Kufuwai, as we know, that that Shalshudas could schlep all the way into the night, and many people do this, and yeshivas also, when their yeshiva speaks, or whoever it is, they also go past this man many times, and it's not a problem, because we don't pass them like this shita. But Akoparim Shmuel himself said, K'shem she'mafsikin l'kiddush, kach mafsikin l'avdol. So my mafsikin, l'chare, what does it mean mafsikin? L'av l'kir v'shashukum, mafsikin means to stop the suda. Pashtus, that means you clear off the table, you remove the table in those days, you bench, and you end the suda. So how could you say Shmuel holds not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't have to stop the suda, all you have to do is peres mapa makadish? Shmuel himself said, K'shem she'mafsikin l'kiddush, kach mafsikin l'avdol. Mafsikin l'chare means you make a hefzit, you stop the suda, you end it. So says the Mappa, when he said mafsikin, he didn't mean that you're masakin and gansin, that you end that suda and you start a brand new suda. It means you pause the suda and you spread a mappa over in order to make kiddush. So who adin l'gabi avdolah, your shal shudas, it comes time for avdolah, you stop, put a map over the table, and you make Avdalah. But in a formal benching and stopping the suda in the middle and starting a new suda, that doesn't have to be done not by Kiddush nor by Avdalah. Rabbi Bar Ravuna Ikla Lebe Reish Kalusa. Rabbi Bar Ravuna came to the Reish Kalusa. Aisu Takakame. They brought a table in front of him. Paras Mapa. He covered it over with a mapa with a cloth. The Kiddush, and he made Kiddush. Now, according to most Rishonim, the Rishonim handle it said that maybe we're talking about a Friday afternoon Suda that slept into Shabbos, but most Rishonim say, Machriya, not like that, that's not the case over here. We're talking about a regular Suda. You weren't eating from Friday afternoon, you came home from Shul Friday night, there's food on the table, you're sitting down to make Kiddush, starting a new Suda. So before you do so, the food's covered over, and then you make Kiddush. Taninamehachi, and we learned like that in a Braisa. So this again is a big machlokes in the Rishayim if you gerus this word or not. Vishavin, it says everybody agrees. Who's everybody that agrees? Who's talking about? Because until now we were just discussing when you're starting in middle of the Suda and you have to make Kiddush. When you're starting a Suda from fresh, like a normal Friday night Suda or a normal Yom Tov night Suda, who was talking about that we should say Vishavin? So Rashi takes out the gears of Vishavin, Rashbam takes out the gears of Vishavin, but the Rashbam, before he takes it out, he suggests a few different pshatim, and the one that Taisus likes the best is it's Taka referring to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. That means even Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue what to do when you're in the middle of the Suda, they both agree that in the case that you didn't start the Suda yet, like in a normal Suda Shabbos, normal Friday night Suda, or a normal Yom Tov night Suda, then everybody agrees, she'em evin es tashokhon, because obviously if you're in the middle of the Suda, the table, the food's already there. But in the case that you're starting the Suda from fresh, from a new Suda, so then, she'em evin es tashokhon, you shouldn't bring the table in those days, or the food in our days, elam kein kiddush, until after you make kiddush. V'mehevi, if the food's already there from before, pyrus napa u'mekadosh, then you should spread a cloth over the food, cover it over, and be mekadosh, and then only afterwards uncover the food. Now, so on a regular Friday night, that's where we cover over the chalas, al tzvizdin, that even in a new Suda, the food should be covered, b'shas kiddush, and then you make kiddush. Now, what's the reason for this? So there's many reasons given in the Rishayim, and l'chayra makes an afka mina la'alacha based on what we discussed before. One reason is because really the lechem, and maybe even mezainis, should precede Bera Priyagafen and Seder Hilchas Brachas. But over here, since you have to make Kiddush, the Kiddush has to come first, so we're kind of like going out of order, we're skipping over the lechem or the mezainis, so therefore we have it covered b'shas the Kiddush. There's another svara that it has to do with Zeicha Leman, that just like the man, the reason why we have lechem mish in the first place is Zeicha Leman, and just like the man was covered over on the top and the bottom with a layer of tau, so too the challah should be covered over on the top and the bottom. But by the real Hasidim, they're makbid, and let's say that it should actually be covered on the top and the bottom, meaning you shouldn't even have the challah straight on the table, but rather they should be like most people have anyway, but like on a challah tray or a challah board or something like that, that it should be covered taka on top and bottom, mamash like the man. But there's a third shot, which in the framework of our sugya seems to stem much more with the hemshach of the sugya, which is a shotis, that this shotis is quoted both by Rashbam and Taisus. It's brought lalacha, we don't paskin like in Mikra Din, but it's definitely brought lalacha, some people are machmer like that, that the reason why the food should be covered is because we want it to be nikkur that the food is coming chavad Shabbos. So if you're mekadosh first and then all the food is brought, says the shulchan, so then all the food is coming to chavad Shabbos. If the food's already on the table first and then you make kiddush, it's not nikkur that all the food is coming to chavad Shabbos. So if this is the case, so it's not dafka the challah or the cake that's on the table that has to be covered. Really, all food on the table should be covered, or just simply, which I know my father is very machmed on this, is he doesn't put any food on the table besides the challah. So the challah is on the table and it's covered, and no other food, no dips, no anything is brought to the table till afterwards to be mekayim this shiltus. Like the shiltus, again, halacha l'maisa, many people are not machmed on it because halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in that way. It's brought down again, it's brought down, but it's not me'ikra din, we don't pass in that way. So many people do have food on the table, but according to this pshat, which would stem much more with the hemshach of sugya, that it would seem that all the food would have to be covered, because the point is to show that the food is not there until after kiddush, that the food is only coming with chvayet Shabbos, and not that it was there from before.
But wouldn't the fact that you don't touch any of the food until you make kiddush, wouldn't that be megala that it's all become Shabbos?
That it's all chvayet Shabbos. I don't know. I'm just, that's what he says. But it could be.
No,
could,
that's on the Mechel side. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I understand. But the show, it looks, I guess it's more nicker after it's Shabbos, and then you bring it out. It's, I guess it makes it more nicker. If it's sitting there from before, it's not as nicker that it's coming to Chayit Shabbos.
Then it's mechalik only if the mezonos is the, or the, or the, you know, the ikar suda has to be covered according to Shiltus.
So according to Shiltus, this lechayer is not. At least, if the ikar food was there from before Shabbos, so then at least you're showing that by the ikar food. But right, there would lechayer be an inyan in all the food, meaning masha inyan according to other reasons. If it's zeichel aman or if it's because of the bracha, so then there's then as long as the mezonos and the amoitzi is covered, then there's no no problem. Okay, Tami Chada, we have two prices. One price says shavin, everybody agrees she'ei maschilin, that you cannot start a suda, and it's pashas talking about erev Shabbos, erev Yontiv, that you cannot start a suda in the afternoon. V'tani dach, we have another baisa that says shavin shemaschil, and everybody agrees that you could start. So how do we reconcile the baisas? We know there's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So where does how can we explain the baisa of shavin shemaschil? Where does everybody agree that you cannot start? And we're on the opposite end. Does everybody agree that you could start? So says the Gemara, Bishlama haditanya shavin shemaschilin. I understand the baisa that says everybody agrees that you can't start. Mishkachat l'bar Pesach. He will say that that baisa l'bar Pesach. The way we came out l'maskana, the ikur teretz, the ikur pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav Huna, that even Rav Yosi is masking by erev Pesach that you're not allowed to start after samuch l'mincha. If that's the case, so the baisa that says shavin shei maschilin is referring to erev Pesach, that l'gabi erev Pesach shavin, even Rav Yosi agrees shei maschilin that you're not allowed to start after samuch l'mincha. The other brisa that says everybody agrees shemaschil and Amos, what is that talking about? It can't be talking about Erev Pesach, it can't even be talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, because at least Rabbi Yehuda holds in all those cases that Amoschil. Right? So it says, Gemara, even if you're going to say by Erev Shabbos that it's referring to Erev Shabbos, so Mifl Pligi, they argue that there's no shoving. After the Gemara, like, Kasha Khan, Kaitim Tisha Khan, Acha Tisha. That baisa that says shavin shemaschilin is talking about before samuch l'mincha, means before the end of the ninth hour, right? So if the end of the ninth hour again is 3 o'clock, so it means it's 2:50, or how it worked on it actually almost worked by us. It was like 3 something that the samuch l'mincha was. It was a few minutes off. So if the suda, as long as the suda started before that time, 3:05, 3:03, whatever it was. So then you got a half hour before Mincha, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you could start. And that's what it means, Shavin Shemaschilin. Shavin that before the end of the ninth hour, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, that you could start. And once you start Beheter, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to stop, like we said on Amud Aleph, that's only how you have to stop when it hits Shkia. But Kol Zman, that it's the afternoon, if you started before 3 o'clock, so then you can continue to 4 to 5 for sure. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. And that's the basis of Shalom Shem.
The whole idea of Rabbi Yehuda was that you come in the Teyavim, like the Shabbos, right?
Correct.
Then why doesn't he make him stop? Like, if you start a Beheter, why don't you stop?
Right.
That?
The whole idea is that you should come to the Teyavim. That is true. But it's I don't want to say it in a negative way, but it's kind of like a legal loophole. Meaning to say is they were misakin not to start a Suda. They weren't misakin to inconvenience you that once you started, you have to stop. So Lamaisa, in the spirit of the law, you're right that if you start 2 minutes before and then your mamshach a huge suda afterwards, you're not being the kind of din. But Lamaisa, they were never misakin the halacha before samuch l'mincha, and they were never misakin that you're mechuyev to stop because it's a halacha the rabbanon, and they weren't misakin lachatchila. They weren't misakin that you have to stop. So Lamaisa, it's a legal loophole. You got away with it. You're right. It's not a kiyum of the law, and you definitely have to make sure that you're not going to mess up and lose time for the Shabbos Suda. But when push comes to shove, if you start Beheter, you're not mechuyev to stop. I mean, that's what was really nageya by Purim, that everybody said that avada lachatchil, the best thing would be to eat the Suda earlier. But once you started the Suda Beheter, everybody said that it might not be the spirit of law. Some people want to be machmer more because it's a Suda Gedela and wash before Chatzais. So you wash a minute before Chatzais. So what are you gaining by washing before Chatzais? But Lamaisa, Saif Kol Saif. Since they weren't misakin that you're mechuyev to stop, so it's a legal loophole because you're allowed to take advantage of it because even though the reason still applies, the way they Like we've said many times, when they make takanas, there's the reason for the takana, and then there's the rules of the takana. The rules of the takana, the way they made it, were that it only starts min amichal amala, and if you start about it, you're not mechuyav to stop. So enechanami, the reason applies, but you're not mechuyav to stop, because that was the rules that they made. So enechanami, you could take advantage of it. So says the Gemara. So now we're starting a new sugya. In those days, it was the minig, and nowadays some shuls still hold on to that minig, by the Yakis Befrat and some other shuls as well, that they make kiddush in shul. So we're going to see later on in tomorrow's daf what was the ikar reason why the minig started from, why did they used to do that. But now that they made kiddush in shul, so what's the status of this kiddush? Everybody's listening to this kiddush. Are they yaitzeh with this kiddush? Are they not yaitzeh with this kiddush? So says the Gemara, Oysam b'nei Adam, shakitchu b'beis ha-knesses, the people that heard kiddush in shul, Amar Rav, so Rav says, yidei yayin lo yotu, they're not yaitzeh the bracha of bayir priya gafen. Therefore, when they go home and they want to drink more wine, they can't be saimach on the bayir priya gafen that they heard in shul. They would have to make a new bayir priya gafen. And the reason is, which we're going to get to in this sugya, that there's a sugya called Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarach. That if you make a bracha and then you change places, so then you lose the first bracha, you can't rely on the first bracha anymore, you have to make a new bracha. So they heard kiddush and shul, but then they were mishana makam, they went from shul to home. So shina makam tzarech levarach, so they weren't yotze bayir priya gafen. However, yidei kiddush yatzu. Going to Rav, but they were yotze kiddush. So if they don't want to drink more wine at home, or regardless of whether they want to drink more wine at home or not, they would only have to make a bayir priya gafen, they wouldn't have to make kiddush again, because the kiddush they were already yotze. Which means to say that Rav doesn't hold of what we know as kiddush b'makom suda, that the kiddush has to be where your suda is. They didn't eat anything in shul, all they did was hear kiddush in shul. According to Rav, afal pi kein, the kiddush wasn't b'makom suda, nonetheless, you were ready yotze, and therefore you don't have to make kiddush again at home. Hagafen yes, but kiddush no. Now over here, another thing that the Rishonim speak out is this is true. Yidei kiddush yatzu is even if they didn't drink in shul. Lechatchila they should drink. All the Rishonim speak out, but b'diavad if they didn't drink, as long as somebody drank from the kais, as long as the mekadesh drank, so then if you hold that you don't need kiddush from makom suda, they were ready yaitze kiddush. So it also makes an afkamin if you hold you do need a kiddush from makom suda, and they had a suda right then and there in the shul. So even though those people who are being yaitze didn't drink, they were still yaitze the kiddush. So according to Rav, yidei yayin lo yatzu, yidei kiddush yatzu. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, af yidei kiddush lo yatzu. Not only were they not yaitze the bracha bayir priya gafen because shinu makom tzarech levarech, but the kiddush they weren't yaitze as well, because he holds, like we said, that you need kiddush b'makom suda. Since kiddush has to be makom suda, so therefore you weren't yotze the kiddush either. Why does kiddush have to be makom suda? So Rashbam brings two pshatim. Either it's a drasha or it's an smachta, because it's a drasha in Nach from Pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk says v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. So we darshan v'karasa l'shabbos is referring to Shabbos to kiddush. The kriya of Shabbos should be next to the oinig, next to the b'makom that you're ma'anig the Shabbos, which is the suda. So the makom that you do the kriya, that's where you have to do the oinig. The kiddush has to be makom suda. Or says the Rashbam a second shot that it's just a svara. Since they were misaken to be kaveya kiddush alayayin, not just in Shemoneh Esrei or freestanding. So pashas it has to be a yayin that the suda was kavu on. It's just a svara that to say that if they want the kiddush to be on yayin, it's not stam wine, it's the yayin that you're kaveh the suda on. So mistama, when they were misakin to make kiddush al yayin, they were misakin that it should be in conjunction with the suda. But either way, Shmuel shita is, which we talk about like that you need kiddush from makom suda, so hearing kiddush and shul and then going home, not only were they not yotze the bracha bayir priya gafen, but they also were not yotze the bracha the chiyuv of kiddush, and therefore they would have to make kiddush again when they return home. Okay.